Musco Rider, a nonprofit transportation service in HRM, recently received a little over $130,000 through the Nova Scotia Sustainable Communities Challenge Fund. Jesse Grinnell, executive director at Musco Rider, told CKDU the funding will go towards installing solar panels on the organization's office building and putting in more charging stations for their electric cars, including a charging station for the public to use. The service's goal is to have only electric and hybrid vehicles within the next year and a half.
We're a nonprofit charitable organization. And so, yeah, we provide transportation for anybody. We're public transit in rural communities. So our community, there's 23 organizations like us in Nova Scotia, and we manage two of them. We have Musco Rider Cooperative Limited, which does rural transportation for residents of communities East Preston, Lawrencetown to Ship Harbor along the Eastern Shore. And then our other service does East Ship Harbor to Ekamsekim and the Muscadama Valley. But the one that got the grant for the solar panels is Musco Rider Cooperative Limited, the one that does the Eastern Shore. So yeah, so we're a pre-booked service. So people just call. It can be anybody in our community, as long as one point is in our catchment area, either the pickup or drop off. So we'll even pick up people in Halifax as long as they're coming to our community. And we take people to Halifax a lot for a lot of medical appointments for seniors or any, you know, people with disabilities. We have five wheelchair vehicles between our two services. So we do a lot of wheelchair transport. And we do quite a bit of transportation for people with intellectual disabilities to their shelter workshop in Dartmouth. We do that daily, back and forth. And then we also for their work placements within community. We have, I think, three clients that work within community.
Okay. And when did you find out about this funding, and what was the process of applying for this sustainability funding?
Okay, I think I found out about it fall of 2022. The grant was due, I believe, December. And it was the Sustainable Communities Challenge Fund is what they call it. But it was for anything that kind of migrated the little bit of for global warming. Mm-hmm. So what we applied for at the time was new windows and doors for the building we're in, because we purchased in 2018, we purchased an office building, and it was a house. It wasn't an office building. It was a residential house. Oh, okay. So we're finding that, and it's a, you know, the house is almost 30 years old, so it has original windows, and the doors really don't hold up to the traffic because they're just residential doors. So we're having an issue with that. And so we're switching to commercial doors and windows because they have a higher R factor. And also we got some money to put more insulation in the ceiling or roof, so we don't lose so much heat in the wintertime. And also will help with cooling in the summer. Yeah. And the other part of the grant was for solar panels. And we got a Rural Transit Solution Fund grant that was going to pay like 80% for the solar panels, but we upped our solar panel to try to have enough energy to heat the complete building plus provide the power to charge our electric vehicles.
Are all your cars electric or?
No, right now we only have one that's full electric. We've just ordered another one, and we hope to get another one within the year and a half. And we're hoping that. You can't get an accessible electric vehicle to start with. There's no such thing. They just started doing the hybrids. So we have one hybrid, and we're going to order two more soon on the accessible vehicles. And also, you cannot get like a full-size van in electric, but we like the electric for, you know, just a couple people in the vehicle, a couple clients, or one, because we do have a lot of transportation to work and place too. And sometimes we just have one person in the vehicle. So that's when the electric comes in really good, or even two people, or even three.
So did this fund, like, sort of create that incentive for you guys to become a more sustainable organization, or were you?
We're already moving in that direction.
Yeah.
One of the reasons we purchased the building was a few reasons. We were going to lose the place we were renting, and we couldn't afford to rent any other place in the Porter's Lake area, which is kind of central to our community. So it was a good placement. And so we bought a building that was very close to where we wanted to be. And we rent space to another nonprofit to help to cover our mortgage. And also we knew that we wanted to put electric vehicle chargers. And you can't put that on a rented space. So we knew as we moved to electric that we would need our own spot. So we did that in 2018, and then we put the chargers in early 2020. We have level two chargers on the inside of our building. One we use and one we leave open for the public.
So they're able to use one of the charging stations there?
Yeah, it's always open. It's always working.
So you guys have already implemented the stations and the solar panels with this funding?
No, we haven't got we've got the stations, but we've had them for 3 years.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to get more. Not with this funding. We're also working with some RTSF funding and some ATAP funding through the province. And then we'll buy our new chargers because we're building a heated garage to store electric vehicles in. And we're going to put solar panels on the top of that. That's the plan right now. But we're just in the process of figuring out where we can put this garage because of limited and setbacks. We have a surveyor actually coming hopefully this afternoon to give us an idea how big of a building we can build. And then once we get the size and where we can possibly put it, then we will work with the designer and the solar panel people and figure out the design and where we're going to really do with the panels and how we can maximize energy.
And do you think other companies or organizations in Halifax will move towards this sort of sustainability with this initiative, or what are your thoughts on
just? Well, I would hope so. And that's one thing we try to do is educate people.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been doing that a lot since we got our electric vehicle, is educating people on how electric vehicles work, because we have a lot of clients that get in our vehicles that have never been in an electric vehicle. And our drivers can talk about it because they all drive it. And also, even when they're parked, say, at the hospital, it seems that the public doesn't mind approaching a commercial vehicle and saying, hey, I see you got an electric vehicle there. So so our drivers often talk to just people that approach them and say, you're driving an electric vehicle, you know, what's that like, you know, kind of thing, right? Because we have electric logos all over. People are well aware of that. So we do a lot of promotion that way. And we're hoping to do that again with the solar panels because we're still in the learning process. I don't think anybody that works here has solar panels. Pretty sure they don't. So we will learn and then we can educate the public on how they work.
I think that's all my questions for you, unless you had anything else you wanted to add.
We've had a green policy in place for about 5 years now. And I told our board of directors 5 years ago, we'd be not buying any more fully gas vehicles, like just hybrids or electric. Hybrids when we have to, electric is our first choice. But next year, Musco Rider, a year maybe depends on how the funding fast they move, probably year and a half, we should have no fully gas vehicles anymore. That's our goal.